Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We are now living in a post-Christian era, when the foundational fabric of our society is not in any sense built upon a consideration of God as an absolute sovereign. There was a time, by the grace of God, when voices thundered from the pulpits of the land and served to shape and mold society and its mores to some extent. Today we are living in a time when the message which comes from pulpits is no longer thundered but soothingly spoken and is shaped by the philosophies of forgers of lies and physicians of no value. The world has more influence in the churches of our day than the synagogues of Satan have upon the world. Smiley-faced preachers and money-hungry thieves tailor their sermons to draw the biggest crowds and tell their constituents exactly what they want to hear and keep them entertained. The power of positive thinking is now the basis of theology, as predominant numbers of so-called Christians exhibit more confidence in the arm of the flesh and the abilities of men than they do in the power of an almighty God. The gospel has been reduced to a formula whose effectiveness is enhanced by those with great powers of persuasion to cajole and convince men of the ease with which they can avail themselves of a ticket to heaven. Job never heard a motivational speaker or attended any self-help seminars, but he was given a clear understanding of the state of man, the purpose of God, and the absolute bleakness of the prospects of this flesh when he made this declaration, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." He never read the latest book which told him how to pick himself up by the bootstraps, nor was he able to avail himself of all the motivational stories or counseling that could assure him that he could overcome his various problems since others had already done it before him. No, his confession was much simpler and without the least consideration of his own ability when he said, "Behold, he taketh away, who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, what doest thou?" He understood that all things, whether judged good or bad, according to men, were given to him in God's ordained purpose. And he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He knew that he had nothing wherein to boast, and had no other hope or expectation than one given to him by an absolute God. As he confessed, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." The scripture teaches that God is the dictating force in the world, and his purpose cannot be altered any more than the word that has gone out of his mouth can be changed. The scriptures are full of many exhortations and admonitions, but they are given to those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. The purpose of the exhortations and admonitions is to bring the people of God low before his footstool, to cry out for mercy, as they recognize their own inability to perform even one good deed apart from his grace bestowed upon them. The man who is spiritually minded knows that in his flesh dwells no good thing, and that he cannot even perform the things that he knows to do, nor avoid the things which he knows to avoid. As Job said, "Man is a few days. The Lord has set the bounds of our habitation, and we cannot pass the number of years allotted to us." The prophet said, "All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." The wisest of men, Solomon, when surveying the grandeur of all that he possessed and had accomplished, said, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun?" Job also said that man is full of trouble. Why should it be that men grow angry at God when calamities come and they are troubled on every hand? Should we be surprised when things don't work out as we planned or our desires and dreams are not fulfilled? Not if we have any understanding at all of the sin nature of men and the blackness of sin's night, which has fallen like the Stygian darkness upon the whole human race. Rather than complaining when things don't occur as we would like, we should rather be thankful that we ever receive even one blessing from the Lord, since we deserve nothing but death and destruction. That is not the message of the miserable comforters, who apply tainted salves to the wounds of men and promise them that they can solve their problems by their own effort, whether it be by some great endeavor or by following some formula of faith and obedience. There is only one hope or help for those who are the objects of God's mercy and have been awakened to their own dire condition. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Do you seek him?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.